Frédéric Oudéa, thank you to be with us today.
Hello, it's a pleasure.
You're the CEO of Société Générale. You are at the Paris Europlace today, talking about the financial crisis and how you can optimize or to finance the economy. Do you think that Basel III and Solvency II are the key issue today for all the banking sector?
These are really very important reforms. They should probably actually be looked at and considered together. And they are very important because today the challenge is the financing of the economy. And these two reforms will trigger very significant changes to the way we finance the European economy. With more capital market involvement in the financing of the economy, and if you wish, from that perspective, it is very important that also the investors, the insurance companies, the asset management, etc., are part of the system. So, yes, there are fundamental reforms. We should not underestimate the challenge that we have to implement these reforms in a very short time frame.
In Europe, do you think that things are better after a summit, last summit? Do you think that there is more optimism? It's real?
Well, definitely, I must say, I think the governments have made a good job, and the outcome of the summit was well received by the market because the market saw a very significant first step in the direction that the market expects, which means further integration of the Eurozone. And of course, in particular, with this banking union concept, which is going to be further defined and implemented, and also some clarity and precisions on the way the European mechanism, the financing mechanism, could intervene in the banking sector without putting too much additional pressure on the governments and the countries which are involved. So yes, these are important steps. The summit was well received. Of course, there is more to be done going forward.
About the news in the banking sector, we have bad news about JP Morgan, Barclays, and the LIBOR. Are you concerned by the LIBOR scandal? Because we can read that there are 40 banks can be in this part.
Let's see the outcome of that issue, and I think we need to take some step back. There are some stories which are still putting pressure on the image of the banks, but at the end of the day, what is important is that, first of all, there are again some significant changes which are being implemented with new reforms. Secondly, the resilience and strength of the banking system lies predominantly on the quality of the regulation and the controls, and the quality of the credit origination. We should not forget that. And when I look at the crisis, in particular in the last 5 years, the major damages in the US with the subprime, in Ireland, more recently in Spain, comes from the real estate. And for example, the good thing in France is that the credit origination, mortgage credit origination, remained sound. And that is very important for the strength of the banking sector in France.
How can you explain that? You've said that the universal banking model to the French or some European model is a key model, it's a strong model, and that you have, like other banks, to go to the ECB office to ask for money.
First of all, let me say the universal banking model showed its resilience through the crisis. And when I look just at the most recent example of a bank failure, Bankia, it's a very simple bank, just a commercial bank, lending, no capital market activities, and it's going to cost something like 23 billion euros to the taxpayer in Europe. So if you wish, it shows that the universal banking model provides something that specialized firms do not, diversification of risk, and again, a good service to the client. Now, the liquidity aspect is something different because in a crisis of confidence in the Eurozone, it was important that the European Central Bank provided to the European banking system as a whole a safety net and sent a message to the market saying, I will provide liquidity to the banks which support the economy. It's a safety net. It certainly gives comfort going forward and time to the banking sector to progressively adapt to the new regulation and to the leverage. So it's a very good decision. The amount of money, 500 billion euros net, is small compared to the size of the lending. It's a good thing, and it helps banks to adapt and effectively carry on financing the economy in Europe.
If you are, we are looking at the price of the share of Société Générale, I remember in 2008 it was 120. This week it's 19 euros. Can't we say that there is a value destruction with the universal banking model?
But
it's not the crisis. It's not only the crisis.
All banks have seen their share price disappearing when they have not disappeared themselves. Because today, there is a lack of confidence in the economic environment. There is a lack of confidence in the Eurozone. There is a lack of visibility on the rules of the game, of the regulatory side. It is normal that the share price of the banks do not actually today reflect, I think, their potential. And this is the same for Société Générale, like the other French banks, or all banks in Europe. So what is important now is that we have more visibility, more clarity, less uncertainty. And we, on our side, work on adjusting our business model, focusing on the activities which will deliver to our shareholder a decent return on equity. If we do that, I'm confident that the share price will reflect all these efforts.
Do you think that you are more stronger now than maybe at the beginning of the year because of your new model, or you think that crisis is always there, so you have to be cautious?
But on one hand, first of all, we are, yes, stronger every day, every week, every quarter. Why? Because we further increase our capital base. Let me just remind you that Société Générale in 2007 had 24 billion euros of capital. Today it's 41 billion euros, you know, so it's a big increase that we made progressively. And we are going to further enhance the capital base. So clearly we are stronger every day. Now, at the same time, of course, we need to further adjust to the business model, to the new regulation. And we have a target, as you know, to be at 9% Core Tier 1 Basel III end of 2013. We have to do that and, of course, be conservative in the way we monitor our risk.
Frédéric Oudéa, CEO of Société Générale, thank you to have been with us today.
You're welcome.